Title: Building a Custom Jungle Metronome Feel Intermediate. Alright, let's build a metronome that actually feels like drum and bass. Not the sterile tick tick tick, but a musical time grid that swings like jungle, clear anchors, shuffled subdivisions, little ghosts, and that subtle push-pull you get from classic breaks. By the end, you'll have a reusable jungle metronome setup in Ableton Live that you can drop into any project. It'll help you program drums, write bass, and place fills with confidence, without locking you into a rigid, lifeless grid. Let's get into it. First, quick session setup. Set your tempo somewhere in the DDNB zone, 165 to 175 BPM. I recommend 172 BPM as a sweet spot. Keep it 4/4. Now create a new MIDI track. On Mac it's Command-Shift-T, on Windows Control-Shift-T. Name it Jungle Metronome, and color it something bright so it's always visible. This track is going to be your pocket guide. Now step 1. Build a sound that cuts through, but doesn't annoy you. Drop a drum rack onto the Jungle Metronome track. The goal is a click that reads clearly at low volume. If you need it loud to understand the groove, it's not designed well yet. Load 4 tight sounds. 1 short kick with no long tail, 1 tight snare or clap with some mid-range crack, 1 crisp closed hat, and 1 sharp transient sound like a rim, woodblock, or a dedicated click. Map them like this so your brain learns the rolls fast. Kick on C1 is your beat 1 marker. Snare on D1 is your 2 and 4 marker. Hat on F sharp 1 is your subdivision layer. Click on a sharp 1 is your ghost and off 16th marker. Now add a tiny processing chain on the drum rack itself, not prepared yet. Put an EQ8 first. High pass it somewhere around 150 to 250 HE. You're deleting rumble and low-end energy, because your metronome should never fight the sub. If it needs more clarity, do a gentle boost around 2 to 5 KHZ. After that, add utility and force it to mono. Metronomes work best dead center. Then add a limiter just to catch peaks. Default settings are fine. You're not trying to slam it, you're just preventing random spikes. Now step 2. Program a jungle-aware pattern. This is where it stops being a click and starts beating a feel scaffold. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Double-click an empty clip slot to generate it. Set the clip length to 1 bar for now. In the MIDI editor, set your grid to 1/16. Place the kick on 1.1.1. That's your home base. Place the snare on 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. So beats 2 and 4. Even in chaotic breaks, the backbeat is your lighthouse. Now hats. Place the hat on every 8th note. So 1.1.1, then 1.1.3, then 1.2.1, and so on. Then the click layer. Place clicks on the off 16th HS. So think 1.1.2, 1.1.4, 1.2.2, 1.2.4, continuing through the bar. This is your forward motion layer. It's the jungle treadmill. If you press play right now, it'll already feel more musical than a normal metronome, because you've got anchors plus guidance plus motion. Now step 3. Accent like a drummer. Velocity equals groove. This part matters more than most people think. A metronome with flat velocity teaches you nothing about pocket. It trains you to aim for geometry instead of feel. Select all your hat notes. Give the downbeat 8th notes a bit more weight, something like velocity 70 to 90. Put the offbeat 8th notes lower, around 35 to 55. You'll immediately feel a pulse instead of a spray of identical ticks. For the click or ghost layer, keep it subtle, around 20 to 40. It should feel like information, not like another percussion instrument dominating the mix. Then set your kick on beat 1 to something like 100 to 120, and the snares on 2 and 4 around 105 to 120. Those should be the most confident markers. Teacher note, don't obsess over exact numbers. You're drawing a shape. The shape is the lesson. Use the velocity lane and literally draw a repeating accent curve you like. Now step 4. Add swing properly using the groove pool. Open the groove pool. In Ableton, that's the little two-wave icon, or Command-Alt-G on Mac, Control-Alt-G on Windows. In your browser, find grooves. Start with Swing 16-65 for a classic, safe jungle shuffle. If that's too strong, try Swing 16-57 for a subtler lean. Drag the groove onto your MIDI clip. Then in the groove pool, set timing to around 20 to 35%. Keep it moderate. Set velocity around 10 to 20% so the groove also massages your dynamics slightly. Add a tiny bit of random, like 0 to 5%. We want life, not chaos. And do not commit yet. Committing is for when you've settled. While composing, flexibility is power. Quick style note, modern Euro and tight rollers usually want less obvious swing, and more intentional microshifts on ghost notes. Jungle can take more shuffle, especially in the top end. Now step 5, micro timing push and pull. This is the secret sauce. Swing alone rarely nails break feel. Breaks often have little timing biases. Some hats a touch early, some ghosts a touch late. That creates urgency and bounce without destroying the anchor. We're going to do this intentionally, in small consistent moves. Take a few of your ghost clicks on a sharp one and nudge them slightly late. Try plus 5 to plus 12 milliseconds. Not all of them, just a couple that repeat so the ear learns the pocket. Then, very sparingly, take a few hats on F sharp one and nudge them slightly early. Try minus 3 to minus 8 milliseconds. This is the lean forward trick. A little goes a long way. To move notes cleanly, temporarily disable grid snapping by holding Command or Control while you drag. Or if you prefer precision, use the note start field. Coach note, at around 172 BPM, tiny moves matter. As a sanity check, think of it like this. 3 to 8 milliseconds feels human. 8 to 15 milliseconds is a noticeable pocket change. Beyond 15 or 20, it becomes a deliberate lurch. Sometimes cool, often distracting. Also, keep your anchors consistent. Your kick on 1 and snare is on 2 and 4 should stay rigid. If your anchor is drift, you'll start compensating while you write, and your whole track will feel like it's wobbling. Now step 6, make it switchable and reusable, like a producer tool. You have two main options here. Option 1 is grouping and macro control. Option 2, which is often faster and more reliable, is building parallel tracks for different layers. Let's do the practical approach. Duplicate your metronome concept into 3 MIDI tracks. One called Metro Kick / Snare for your anchors. One called Metro Hats for subdivision. One called Metro Ghosts for shuffle and feel. Each track can use a simple drum rack or even a single simplers or one-shots, but keep it consistent. Now group these 3 tracks together into a single group. Command G or Control G. Name the group Jungle Metronome. Here's why this is powerful. Now you can process and control timing per layer. On the Hats track, drop a note delay device. This becomes your hat delay control. You can push or pull the hats in milliseconds without touching your anchors. On the ghosts track, add another note delay. This becomes ghost delay. Now you can make the ghost slightly late and keep it consistent without manually dragging a bunch of notes. On the group, add utility for overall metronome volume control. Add EQ8 for overall tone. If you want extra low volume readability, add drum bus very gently, a tiny amount of drive, a small boost to transience, and keep boom off. The mission is transient focus, not loudness. One more sound design tip. Frequency slot your layers so your ear instantly understands their job. Give anchors a bit of presence around 1 to 3 kHz so they read on small speakers. Give hats and clicks a bit of 6 to 10 kHz, but keep the samples short so they don't become cymbal wash. And keep the whole thing mono. If you want space, send a tiny amount to a short room reverb return that's high past around 600 Hz, so the click stays centered but feels in a room. Now step 7. Optional break feel layer. This is advanced, but it's magic when used tastefully. Create an audio track called Break Feel Low. Drop in a clean break slice like Amen, Think, or Funky Drummer from a legal source. You are not adding a drum loop. You're adding microscopic gravity. High pass it aggressively with EQ8. Set the high pass somewhere around 600 to 1000 Hz. Yes, that high. Then pull the track down until it's barely audible, like minus 25 to minus 35 dB. If it's too soft to perceive, don't crank it. Instead, you can add a tiny bit of redux or a touch of saturation just to make the transients speak at low level. The test is, you should miss it when it's muted, but you shouldn't clearly notice it when it's on. That's the zone. Now step 8, workflow. Use it like a producer, not like a crutch. Keep this jungle metronome running while you're programming drums, writing bass MIDI, and editing fills. Then once the groove's locked, automate it down or mute it. The final track should carry the feel, not the metronome. A really useful habit, calibrate the feel against your bass, not your drums. Loop a 2-bar sub riff while the metronome plays, and ask yourself, do my note endings and pickups feel natural? If you keep needing to re-length notes to make them feel right, your subdivision layer might be fighting your intended push-pull. Also, a slash be the metronome at 2 volumes. Quiet, does the pocket still read? Loud, does it become annoying or start masking transients? If it only works loud, refine the sound choice and EQ. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you refine. Mistake 1. Metronome too loud. You start mixing and composing to the click instead of to the groove. Mistake 2. Overswinging everything. Swing hats and ghosts more than anchors. If kick and snare feel drunk, your whole track collapses. Mistake 3. No velocity shape. Same volume equals no pocket. Mistake 4. Random timing everywhere. Micro timing has to be intentional. Start with 2 or 3 consistent offsets. Mistake 5. Ignoring 2 and 4. Even the wildest jungle still benefits from clear backbeat markers. Now a mini practice exercise to lock this in. Make 2 clips or 2 scenes. Scene 1. Metro A Classic Jungle. Use swing 16-65. Set timing around 30%, velocity around 15%, random around 3%. Add a few ghost clicks, they're slightly late, around plus 8 milliseconds. Scene 2. Metro B Dark Roller Tight. Use swing 16-57. Set timing around 15-20%, velocity around 10%, random around 0-2%. Use fewer ghost notes and make 2 and 4 more confident. Now, while switching between these two, program a 16-bar rolling hat pattern and a simple sub-bass rhythm. Don't change the musical parts when you switch. Just switch the metronome feel. Pick the one that makes your bass phrasing feel inevitable, like it locks in and pulls forward. One more power move. Once you make a metronome clip you love, right-click the clip and choose Extract Groove. Now you've created your own house groove. You can apply it to hats, percussion, even bass stabs, and keep your track's internal timing language consistent. And if you record MIDI, do a latency-safe pocket check. Commit the groove on the reference clip temporarily so your timing target isn't moving while you track ideas. After you record, you can go back and iterate. Let's recap. A jungle metronome isn't a click. It's a feel scaffold, anchors, subdivisions, and ghosts. Velocity accents teach pocket. Groove pull swing gives you the shuffle. Micro timing gives you the break-like push and pull. Late ghosts, slightly early hats, stable anchors. Build it as a reusable group so you can drop it into any DNB template fast. And if you want that real jungle gravity, add a barely audible, high-passed break layer that breathes behind the grid. If you tell me what subgenre you're writing, like classic jungle, modern roller, tech step, neuro, or dancefloor, you can tailor this metronome into a specific template, pattern choices, swing amount, and timing offsets that match that exact pocket.